Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, where we're broadcasting live from the Braeburn Country Club in Purchase, New York today for the Girl Scouts Heart of the Hudson annual spring luncheon honoring women of distinction today. We're being brought to you by Entergy Indian Point Energy Center. Also, White Plains Hospital, exceptional every day. Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Robeson, the house that Service built, and Accorda Therapeutics, Life Science, and Keys Capital Construction. Well, I'm here today with one of the honorees of the Women of Distinction, Mecca Santana. She is Senior Vice President of Diversity, Inclusion, and Community Engagement at WMC Health Westchester Medical Center Health Network. Congratulations and welcome.
Thank you so much. So proud to be here.
Yeah, you are proud to be here, and the Girl Scouts are meaningful to you. I know you said before we started that you're not a Girl Scout yourself, or were not growing up. However, you have a daughter.
I do. My daughter, Jordan, was a member of the Girl Scouts, and it's an experience she really cherished. I have been a supporter of the Girl Scouts for many years, both through the work I do for WMC Health and personally. I think their mission of empowerment, their mission of skill set building for young girls is really something that's needed in our society today. I think they play a valuable role in ensuring that girls have the skills, that they're dynamic, that their leadership skills are being developed. I think so much of that is important in our society.
Absolutely. More now than ever, I would say. You're the Senior Vice President of Diversity, Inclusion, and you've also been, prior to this, the Chief Diversity Officer for the State of New York, appointed by Governor Cuomo. Mm-hmm. These are distinctive honors in themselves. And tell us about your breadth of work, if you would.
Sure. Well, I always tell people I've had the fortune of working across realms and in spaces that are meaningful to women. So I actually began my career as a criminal prosecutor in Manhattan, where I was doing sex crimes cases, domestic violence cases, and child abuse before moving on to take over the Civil Rights Office for the New York City Department of Education, where I helped root out discrimination and sexual harassment and other types of bias. And that was all well before joining the Cuomo administration as the Chief Diversity Officer, where I helped ensure equity in the state workforce and working on the proliferation and growth and development of minority and women-owned businesses. And so I've had the, again, good fortune of working across spaces that impact women and girls directly. The work is work I'm passionate about. The work is meaningful work. And I've had the good fortune to do that in spaces and with organizations that were truly committed to empowering women. Even in my current role as the Senior Vice President at WMC Health, we celebrate the fact that almost 50% of our senior leadership team are women, and they are women in positions that matter. And so this is important work, and I'm happy to be doing work that I'm passionate about.
Well, I just want to say thank you. I mean, I have goosebumps listening to all of that. It's so meaningful and so important, and we are blessed to live in a country where somebody like you with your skills is really making an impact and truly making a difference. It's so exciting. Do you live in Westchester County? Are you from here?
I don't. I live in the Hudson Valley. Okay. I live in Rockland County. All right. And so I often tell people, you know, I'm fortunate to work where I live. And so these issues are meaningful to me and my family. Ensuring that we have the best healthcare providers, the best hospital system. We are the largest employer in the region. All of that is impactful because I am an employee, but I'm also a resident of the area. And so I want to make sure my family, my friends, those who are in my immediate circle have the best services. And that's what we really strive to offer every day at WMC Health.
That's exciting. Do you think that there are going to be some Girl Scouts here today that might try to maybe contact you for some internships or something like that?
I hope they do. I often tell people I travel with a stack of business cards because these opportunities, like the one presented today, are also opportunities for fellowship, but networking. And so when you're in a room with people who have the ability to help promote your career, help promote your success, provide some words of wisdom and some guidance on your journey, take advantage of that. And so I always welcome the opportunity to reach back to other up-and-coming future leaders and talk to them about what that leadership role is going to look like and some of the challenges they'll have to overcome. But that's our responsibility for those of us who have made it to always be looking at giving back and growing and developing that next wave of future leaders. So I hope that's the case today in this room, and I'll make sure I mention it when I give my acceptance speech.
Very good. They will be very grateful. It's an incredible group of young women. I have grown to respect. This is my third event with the Girl Scouts, and I cannot really even express how impressed I am with what they stand for and the work that they do growing up, starting from very little girls. And your daughter now is how old, Jordan?
She's 11 years old. And again, I oftentimes, when I am asked to speak about these issues of leadership, I say leadership development starts early and often. And so for my 11-year-old, who has only ever seen her mother in positions where I was already a boss or a leader in an organization, her idea of what leadership looks like includes herself because it included her mother. I know for me, growing up in upstate New York, I'm originally from Syracuse, mm-hmm. I didn't see attorneys who looked like me. I didn't have role models who looked like me professionally who I could turn to. And so that's why having a diverse array of leaders who are celebrated by an organization like the Girl Scouts is so incredibly important. Girls need to grow up and look and see, I can be that because I see that she is that. And so that's what I love about this event. That's what I love about the message they promote. And it really is, again, strength at a time when we really desperately need it.
Absolutely. Well said. And thank you. Congratulations, Mecca Santana, on your distinguished honor today.
Thank you so much.
Really appreciate you kicking us off today on Westchester Talk Radio. It's
wonderful.
Truly an honor. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you so much.
Yes. And here we are once again at the Braeburn Country Club in Purchase, New York. This is the Girl Scouts Heart of the Hudson Spring Luncheon honoring women of distinction. Doesn't get any better than that. I'm Laura Smith, and this is Westchester Talk Radio.
At Indian Point, we've helped power Westchester and New York City for about 4 decades. Recently, as part of an agreement with New York State, we are working toward an early and orderly shutdown of the facility by 2021. Until then, we'll continue safely generating about 25% of the reliable, round-the-clock electricity that powers the city and Westchester, all with virtually no greenhouse gas emissions. Safety is, as it always has been, the top priority for everyone at the plant. We will continue to keep Indian Point fully staffed, and full-time inspectors from the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission will monitor our daily operations. We'll also continue to play an important role in our community, as a taxpayer and active participant in local charities. Indian Point Energy Center is still working for you, and it's our honor to continue to serve the people of New York. If you have questions about our ongoing operations, please visit safesecurevital.com.
Somers to Yonkers, Tarrytown to Portchester.
We've got Westchester covered.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, where we're broadcasting live today from the Braeburn Country Club in Purchase, New York, for the Spring Luncheon honoring women of distinction for Girl Scouts Heart of the Hudson. This is my third time doing this. I come away so inspired, somewhat remorseful that I never became a Girl Scout, but it really, truly, whether you have or you haven't, today's event is the kind of thing that really reminds you of just qualities that you want to take out into the world. And today's mistress of ceremonies, Kate Snow, who in her own right is just beyond, I mean, she's an anchor for Sunday Edition's NBC Nightly News, as we know her from, also Sunday award-winning senior national correspondent for NBC News. I mean, the list goes on so much. We would be here all day just giving your credit.
Stop it.
But someone I admire very much.
Thank you.
But you showed a different side of yourself today, and
yeah,
something that you're very proud to be a part of.
I mean, I guess maybe people don't know this about me, but I'm a Girl Scout myself, and probably more importantly, I'm a Girl Scout leader.
Yes.
So my daughter, Abby, is a Girl Scout and was looking for a troop. We moved to a new town in Westchester County, and it turned out there wasn't really a troop for her, and I was told, well, you can make a troop. And so
you started it.
So I created the troop.
I live in Larchmont.
Oh, okay.
I lived in Mamaroneck for 17 years now, Larchmont, and I go by that cute little Girl Scout lodge or whatever it is all the time, and I'm always like, are they using that? And apparently they are. But
yeah,
you started the group there then. Was that it?
A troop for my daughter,
yes,
and her friends, along with my co-leader, Jackie, who's
okay
over there.
Yes.
But, you know, I think a lot of people, you said you were never a Girl Scout, but you could still be a Girl Scout leader.
So I'm finding out.
Yeah.
I think people maybe don't.
And you can also be supportive. I mean, they were just trying to raise some money here today. There are lots of ways to be a Girl Scout and support the Girl Scouts. But as I said today, for me, as a mom, I have two kids. My husband and I want to instill, you know, values values and a groundedness in our children.
Yes.
I mean, I think a lot of kids right now are on their devices all the time. They don't get outside much. They don't go camping. They don't go hiking.
Right.
And that part of the Girl Scouts and the Boy Scouts, my son is a Boy Scout, is really attractive to me. But then beyond that, the leadership and the skills that my daughter is taking away from Girl Scouts is just beyond. I mean, she's working on, I don't know if people know what a silver project is, but there are these three things you can do as a Girl Scout: bronze, silver, and gold awards.
Yes.
Gold is the one you usually do in high school.
Right.
Silver is typically middle school, where my daughter is.
Okay.
She has learned so much from doing this project this year. I didn't anticipate
that. What is the project? Can you share?
Yeah, sure, I can. Yeah, she and two other girls in our troop decided it was their idea to do a pen pal program between seniors and kids in their school, writing pen pal letters back and forth, and then have a party at the end.
Senior citizens or seniors in high school?
Senior citizens and the kids have been trading. They did it back in December. They were trading letters. So it was creating, you know, intergenerational connections. I mean, most of these kids don't write letters anymore, first of all.
Right.
And second of all, they don't really know a lot of senior citizens. So it was really eye-opening for both groups. And then they met at the end. And then our girls also did one other thing, which is they made, have you heard about fidget mats? Like lap activity mats for seniors who have Alzheimer's. It's something that they can, you know, with zippers and buttons and pulls and things that they can sort of play with, and that they're going to be giving to some seniors as well.
That's incredible.
That's what they did.
And how old is your daughter?
They're eighth grade, so they're 13.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so when a lot of other girls, and not to say anything, I was one of them myself, just, you know, preteen or teenager and kind of thinking about nothing else but magazines and going shopping at the mall or whatever.
Right, exactly. They don't go to the mall anymore, but yes.
Yes, exactly.
Or being on Instagram or whatever it is.
Yeah. But they are doing something not only that is creative, but it's constructive in the community. And
exactly. They're giving back and they're serving without even, you know, really knowing that that's what they were doing. And that's another part of it. I think it sort of teaches this compassion for others and ability to give back. And you don't have to do something huge. It wasn't huge what they did.
Right.
And but it meant something to
people.
And it gave
them
a sense
of pride.
Absolutely.
Exactly. I just love the underlying. What is the credo of the Girl Scouts? Do you know it by heart?
Well, on my honor, I will try to serve God and my country, to help people at all times, and to live by the Girl Scout law.
Which,
so there it is.
it gives me goosebumps every time I hear it. And like I said, I wasn't one. I was a brownie for, I think, 2 weeks.
Okay,
and
well,
I learned
we'll take
that
it.
One song, Make New Friends and Keep the Old. That's all I remember.
One is silver and the other's gold.
But it just sounds, and for you, who is, you've got a huge career, and yet you're volunteering.
Well, you know what? I, any working mom, you know, I have a crazy job, but a lot of moms have crazy jobs, right? And anybody, I think, can appreciate that. You sort of have to time manage, right? You can't do everything. I couldn't be the PTA president. There's a lot.
Right.
I can't play sports, so that's not going to happen. I'm not a coach. But what I could do one thing for my daughter's life, and one thing that I would really invest some time in. And so I chose Girl Scouts as that one thing.
Uh-huh.
You know, I do some other things for my son, but it just made sense because, again, I think she gets so much out of it. Right now, we're at this critical point where she's going to go into high school next year, and we're trying to figure out whether she'll continue.
Oh.
And, you know, part of me wants her to, but I also know she's gotten so much already out
right,
of this
right.
that whatever happens, she's got those skills.
Maybe if she talks to that young girl who just won an award for...
She got the gold award.
Yes, incredible.
And this other young woman who's in college now, who started libraries in India, of all things, because she realized that there was a need for book libraries, the kind we have all over the U.S. They didn't have them where her parents were from. And
exactly.
So she started libraries. I mean, that's the kind of projects that these girls are doing. And even on a much smaller level, I mean, not everybody's going to start a library.
Right.
I just see it in terms of the friendships they're building and the skill, the sort of socializing skills that I think a lot of kids are missing right
character.
Now.
Character. I love that whole compassion and caring. They really bring back what were just qualities.
They have to work together,
are,
too.
Yes.
We're going to go zip lining in a couple of weekends.
Nice.
That's our next big trip. And,
oh,
and they're going to have to...
That's the risk-taking
they're
part.
They're going to have to take a risk. They're going to jump through the air, and it's going to be fun.
Kate Snow, for all that you do, it's wonderful to see you, like, on the big screen every day or
thank
the small
so
screen or wherever
much.
It is.
Thank
but
you for
to
watching.
To see you here today in your heart for this work for the Girl Scouts and the organization, all you do in the community for that, because it's a ripple effect. So we thank you.
Well, I don't think I do much, but this whole room full of people, they're the ones that get it done.
Well, all of you. And I thank you.
Thank you.
Congratulations. You got an honor at the end as well.
That was a surprise. They gave me a pin for being a leader, which, yeah, was really special.
Means a lot.
It does.
So thank you so much. Kate Snow, today at the Girl Scouts Heart of the Hudson Spring Luncheon honoring women of distinction. What an incredible honor just to be here amongst these incredible people. I'm Laura Smith, and this is Westchester Talk Radio.
Pasquale Ristorante. Pasquale Ristorante. Pasquale Ristorante. Pasquale Ristorante. From the heart of Italy.
Pasquale Ristorante is the perfect dining experience. Your favorite Italian comfort food, plus the comforts of home away from home. Pasquale Ristorante has been treating you like family for nearly 20 years. And if you need catering, Pasquale will take care of it. Pasquale Ristorante, bringing family, friends, and food together.
Pasquale Ristorante treats you just like family. Pasquale Ristorante, an Italian specialty.
Pasquale Ristorante, 2 Putnam Avenue in Port Chester.
Knows Westchester County better than we do.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, where we're broadcasting live today from the Braeburn Country Club in Purchase, New York, for the Girl Scouts Heart of the Hudson Annual Spring Luncheon, honoring women of distinction. We're being produced by Shark Creative, and we're also brought to you in part by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, also Lipolis Electric, Genesis Exhibits, Facelifts Remodeling, the White Plains YMCA, and Breezemont Day Camp. Today is an exciting day. This is my third time at this luncheon, and I'll tell you what, I leave inspired every time and really wishing I had grown up a Girl Scout, because these young women are so impressive and the women that they're honoring today are equally so. It's exciting. So I'm very happy to have with me today Octavia Ford. She's the Director of Volunteer Engagement and Partnerships for Girl Scouts Heart of the Hudson. Octavia, thank you so much.
Well, thank you for having us.
Tell us, now I know you are bubbling over with excitement. You're the head of volunteer engagement. So does that mean when the Girl Scouts go out into the community and part of being a Girl Scout, you have to volunteer, you have to do some of these programs? What is your role?
Yeah. Community service is definitely a cornerstone of our 107 years of Girl Scouting. That was something Juliette Gordon-Lowe really wanted to instill. Mm-hmm. It was something she brought. Community service is really what took her to that level of, what do I do for the people around me and for girls around me? But as volunteer engagement, my team and I are really responsible for recruiting and supporting those volunteers that do direct service to girls. Because as a Girl Scout organization, we're 99% volunteer-led. Wow. And we serve just over 25,000 girls, and we have just over 10,000 volunteers who support girls in multiple ways. But part of having a great Girl Scout experience is having a great volunteer. I was a Girl Scout for exactly 7 weeks. Yeah, that experience wasn't exactly the best for me, and part of that was about, it wasn't just a good fit with my volunteer. And so one of the things that always rings true for me is wanting to make sure that when I'm recruiting and when my team and I are training and supporting volunteers, we want to make sure we're giving them the resources and the support they need to meet girls where girls are.
Sure.
So we're all about today's girl and getting today's girl what she needs, but then you've got to support volunteers to understand that.
Okay. So give us an example of what you're looking for in a volunteer.
Mostly passion. I think passion goes a very, very long way. And a commitment to understanding that our goal is to make sure each girl really embraces her inner go-getter, innovator, risk-taker, and leader. And so I think a myth is that if you're going to be a Girl Scout volunteer, you've got to be perfect in everything. You have to have a PhD in child development, and you have to be someone who loves the out-of-doors. That's not necessarily true. We have such a cadre of volunteers that support girls. Mm-hmm. you don't have to be the one that takes them camping. Somebody else can do that.
Oh, good.
There are programs at the Girl Scout Council, if you're not a STEM person, that are sponsored by the staff program team. So as a volunteer, you don't have to be the expert in everything, but you just need to be that expert in wanting to give girls an opportunity that they might not get somewhere else.
And do the volunteers get training?
Absolutely. That's a huge part of what my department does.
Okay.
We bring them in. We give them what we call the core pieces of training. So volunteer essentials,
okay,
which they can take as a webinar or they can take it in person. We also train them in first aid CPR because safety is first. Fun is great, but safety is better first. So we do that. We also have amazing resources. Our national office came out with something about 3 years ago called the Volunteer Toolkit. This is all online, and any time of day or night, volunteers can go in and click and look up ideas that they can do with their troop or their group. So we train them on how do you utilize that as a resource? How do you navigate that? If you're interested in a ceremony for brownies or you're interested in community service for our older girls, how do you do that? So my team really supports that training. And we also provide what we call age level training because daisies are adorable, right? I love them. Mm-hmm. They hug you. They kiss you. No matter what you do, life is great.
How old are they?
Those are our kindergartners and first graders.
Oh, okay.
Right? I love them. But once they've hit sixth grade, they need something significantly different. And they're in a different place in their leadership role and journey. So what we do is we do age level training for our volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
So they know what to expect.
Okay.
For each age level. And we provide all kinds of resource and support to them. So the great thing is for our volunteers, they don't have to feel alone. They don't have to feel like, oh my goodness, I don't know what I'm doing, because we're there in support of them the whole entire way.
Well, I think I was in brownies for as long as you were in Girl Scouts. And I'm not that proud of it, but I was interested in the outfit. I wanted the outfit.
And there you go.
And I remember is one day learning the song "Make New Friends but Keep the Old One."
We will never get rid of that. We will never get rid of that.
I love. I mean, to this day, that's what I remember. I was in second grade, and it lasted all of 7 weeks. But I do wish I had continued with it, because I see what these girls are doing, and it is so impressive. And I know that they are changing the world.
Well, they put us to shame. They do. They put us to shame in the most wonderful way, and it's amazing, even at our youngest age level, when you say to them, what's your goal for the cookie sale? We had a group of Daisy girls who had seen across the street from where their troop met, there was a army station, a recruitment station. And we also do this huge event every year where we actually donate cookies to the military around the world.
Yes.
Last year, we did over 100,000 boxes of cookies were donated to our service people and to our vets. And these little kindergarten girls decided they wanted to be the cookie army. And when they were doing their cookie sale, they said they wanted to get 200 boxes donated for the military. Well, they blew that out of the water, but those are little girls, but they're making big decisions.
Yes.
And Girl Scouting gives them an opportunity to really embrace that and kind of live that out and really see. You can be a girly girl in Girl Scouts. You can be an out-of-doors girl in Girl Scouts. You can be a STEM girl in Girl Scouts. And I think it's the idea that we offer so many options in this environment that's girl-led.
Yeah,
and that they have competition, because I think that's another myth. People think Girl Scouts are these goody-goody little things, and they're all so nice. They're competitive.
Right.
They are competitive, but in a supportive way.
Yes.
So they will encourage each other as they're trying to race each other to the top of our ropes course. They will still encourage the other person.
Octavia, this is just really why when I come here every year, I leave inspired by these young women. But it's because of wonderful adults like you that help to nurture them and really support them throughout their career as a Girl Scout and beyond. I want to be a woman scout. I wonder if we can start a woman scout club.
So here's the thing. You can, I tell people, although I was only a Girl Scout for 7 weeks, they roped me in my professional career for years on top of years, and I've been involved as an adult for 23, 24 years. All of that has been a professional Girl Scout, but there are a million opportunities to give back and support girls do.
You're right.
It really is. So we welcome you.
It's never too late.
It never is. So don't be surprised if I knock on your door and say, hey, we need someone to volunteer to teach girls about radio. So I may be knocking on your door. There's an opportunity for that.
Please do. Octavia Ford, you're a great inspiration. Director of Volunteer Engagement and Partnerships for Girl Scouts, Heart of the Hudson, at this luncheon today. It is really exciting. I'm so grateful to be here. The Spring Luncheon honoring women of distinction, and you are one as well.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. And once again, we're here with Westchester Talk Radio today, and we are so grateful for all the support that we are able to give. And it's part of it is because we're sort of folding in I Love My Office into today's event, because we like to honor a place of business that does great things by bringing in prizes. So we're doing that today here at the Girl Scout Luncheon, if you can imagine. So we want to thank some of our sponsors for that. That would be Oasis Day Spa, Edible Arrangements of Eastchester, Chocolations, Delicious Chocolates in Mamaroneck, Tickets from the Capitol Theater, MSM Designs, Grey Rock Florists, and Joseph Richard Florist, PM Amusements, and just so much more. It's just an incredible day here. So excited. The girls are starting to pour in. I'm Laura Smith, and this is Westchester Talk Radio.
With a diverse population and close proximity to New York City, there's no better place to do business than Westchester County. And the Office of Economic Development is in business to help you do business in Westchester. From services and programs to help businesses just starting out or expanding, to incentives for businesses looking to remain in or relocate to Westchester, we help businesses thrive in Westchester. Find out what the Office of Economic Development can do for your business. Just click business.westchestergov.com to learn more.
Somers to Yonkers, Tarrytown to Portchester.
We've got Westchester covered.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, where we're broadcasting live today from the Braeburn Country Club in Purchase, New York, for the Girl Scouts Heart of the Hudson Spring Luncheon, honoring women of distinction. And we are being produced by Shark Creative. We're also brought to you in part by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Lipolis Electric, Electrical Contractor, Genesis Exhibits, Trade Show Displays, Breezemont Day Camp, a day camp wrapped up in a sleepaway facility in Armonk, Facelifts Remodeling, featuring Fine Paints of Europe and the White Plains YMCA, youth development, healthy living, and social responsibility. Well, that kind of sums up what today's event is all about, because I think the Girl Scout in general encompasses that and so much more. I'm always so honored to be at this beautiful event every year, because you really get to see the best of the best, the next generation of people who are going to be changing the world. And right here in the Hudson Valley, it's all starting. But today, they are honoring women who are doing just that. And I'm really, really honored to be here with Jennifer Turner. She's the Iteration Manager, IBM Global Procurement, Finance, and Operations. It's a big title, but right here, IBM is in Westchester. Welcome. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
Jennifer, you have so many aspects to your title and your experience. Tell me why the Girl Scouts have chosen to honor you today.
I am so excited to accept this honor for many different reasons. I am very involved with Girl Scouts. I started as a leader many years ago, over 11 years ago. I'm currently the service unit manager. That's the leaders of all leaders. And I've held several other positions, including annual giving and recruitment, which I also do now. I believe the major reasons that I was selected is because over 11 years ago, I started with some other IBM engineers, Ed Jones and Tom Shaw. Engineering is fun, where we bring together Girl Scouts, IBM, Home Depot, and other industry leaders like Westchester County Forensics Lab and robotics with Girl Scouts to excite girls about science, technology, engineering, and math.
The STEM.
Yeah, STEM, definitely. Yeah. So we've gotten over 1,000 students to consider careers in STEM, including my daughter, Maya Turner, who will attend Boston University fall studying mechanical engineering.
Oh, my goodness. I have goosebumps. That is so exciting. Congratulations to Maya. But obviously, apples don't fall far from the tree, and she has seen an incredible role model in her mom. So was Maya a Girl Scout as well?
Absolutely. Maya started, that's how my journey with Girl Scouts started. Okay. I was a reluctant leader because I just wasn't sure I could do it. So I stepped up to be Maya's leader. It was either step up or she would not have a Girl Scout experience.
Yes.
So I did and realized I just had to do my best. I just had to make it my own.
Okay.
And after that, my younger daughter was also interested in Girl Scouts, so I became a multi-level Girl Scout leader, and here I am.
Here you are. Now, so what's your second daughter's name?
My second daughter's name is Brianna.
Oh, beautiful. Now, what grade is she in?
And she is in the 9th grade.
Okay. So, now, were you a Girl Scout yourself, or you just became involved with the organization as a leader because of your daughters? Which came first?
I was not a Girl Scout, but can I tell you a quick story?
Please.
When I was at St. George's Episcopal Church in Astoria, New York, someone said, "Do you want to be a brownie?" And I was so over the moon, and I said, "Of course I want to be a brownie." And I didn't really know what it was, but I like to learn and grow and just excited about whatever it was beyond my imagination. So I jumped at the chance, and I'm really not sure what happened, but what I believe is there wasn't a leader who was able to take on a troop at that time.
Oh,
but that's okay, because I became a Girl Scout now.
You
in my adult life.
It is so amazing, and truly, you have your hand in shaping women of the future with what you're doing, including your own daughters, but it goes way beyond that now. And you're doing this on top of having a full-time, massive career. And how do you do? What's the secret to your balance in life and how you manage all of this?
I don't know if there's any secret, but what I do is I really just take it a day at a time, and I really have a passion for volunteering, and I believe that anything anybody wants to do, you make it happen.
Yes.
And, I just do my best to try to manage it all. And one of the things I think that helps is I really try to incorporate the different things that I do, my work with Girl Scouts and with my other volunteer efforts as well, trying to bring them all together and leverage the amazing volunteers and people that I work with who inspire me every day with their ideas and their thoughts.
You're amazing. You're a role model. Just sitting here next to you, I feel completely inspired. Women of Distinction honoree Jennifer Turner, congratulations, so deserved, way beyond, and thank you so much for being here today and all that you do in the community. Volunteering is something that we're all grateful for when somebody steps up to the plate. Thank you.
I so appreciate this opportunity.
Me too.
Thank you.
Thank you. Again, here we are at the Braeburn Country Club in Purchase, New York, for what is a wonderful annual event. It's the Spring Luncheon honoring women of distinction, Girl Scouts, Heart of the Hudson. I'm Laura Smith, and this is Westchester Talk Radio.
Look outside your window. What would you like to see? Imagine all the things that could be done to beautify your property. At Michael Labriola, we've led the field over 35 years. Our expert staff brings all their best to give you what you need.
For more than 40 years, Michael Labriola Incorporated has provided complete landscape construction and site development services that will add beauty, enjoyment, and value to your property. Want to make some changes to your landscape this spring? Maybe extending your living space to the outdoors with a functional outdoor kitchen or adding a patio or walkway? Michael Labriola Incorporated can evaluate your property and offer creative ideas. 914-273-6530. Commercial properties always welcome. Learn more at michaellabriolainc.com.
Michael Labriola, our last name is the first name in landscapes.
You're listening to Westchester Talk Radio.
Powered by Shark Media, a division of Shark Creative.
And made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center.
Visit SafeSecureVinyl.com.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, where we're broadcasting live from the Braeburn Country Club in Purchase, New York, for what is the annual spring luncheon honoring women of distinction for Girl Scouts Heart of the Hudson. We're being produced by Shark Creative, and we're also brought to you in part by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Durante Rentals, the most dependable name in construction equipment rentals, Reverso Associates, serving public and private construction industry for 30 years, J.P. McHale Pest Management, residential and commercial abatement, Michael Labriola Incorporated, their last name is the first name in landscape, and Salem Golf Club, a lush panorama of rolling hills and a new pool expansion. Well, today is one of my favorite events of all time. It's, the Girl Scouts have really proven to me for my last 3 years that I've participated in this event that they are so much more than an organization that you do as a young person. It truly is something incredible that really shapes our planet and our world. And so I'm very grateful to have along today a friend of ours already here at Westchester Talk Radio, Alana Sweeney. She's the president and CEO of United Way of Westchester and Putnam. Welcome back.
Thank you. I'm so delighted to be here. It's always good to talk with you.
Yes.
But, I look back and I think a lot of people think Girl Scouts, oh, it's just cookies, right?
Exactly.
And it's so much more than
that. Oh, my goodness.
I think back to my own days, and I think having been a Brownie and a Girl Scout helped me to form the leadership skills
yes.
that I use every day now. And I think about, even in the cookies, I think the little girls get very upset when I come up to them in the supermarket or wherever, because I do ask them to ask me, and I do ask them to express what it is, why they're a scout, what they're doing. I think developing that public speaking ability, the
yes.
ability to be able to sell and to ask others, as well as the leadership skills that they learn when they're doing their badges and when they're working together on different things.
Yeah.
Are the kinds of things that form the basis to be able to be a good manager and a good leader in whatever profession they go into. It also gives them the ability to know what they can do.
Mm-hmm.
So they feel very good about themselves.
Absolutely. I mean, it's just really endless. I think the different attributes and skills that it eventually, how it plays out in the world. When I meet these young girls, and then later on, someone like you who said that they went through the program, and I see how accomplished you are, president and CEO of United Way of Westchester and Putnam, a huge chapter, no doubt. Why are you affiliated today? Like, what are you doing
yeah,
here today?
Well,
besides the fact that you are a Girl Scout forever.
Well, I'm here for several reasons. One of them is the honorees. Mecca Santana is on our board of directors.
She's
and
amazing.
We have worked with the folks at IBM. So I'm here partially for that, but more so, I'm here because of the partnership that we have with the Girl Scouts. In Westchester County, 61% of low-income children do not have one children's book in the home. And they come to school having heard 30 million fewer words than their middle-class peers. They're coming behind. So we felt it was important to try and get books into the hands of those preschoolers and
yes.
to encourage the parents to read with them and to them. So we developed a partnership with the Girl Scouts, Heart of the Hudson, and in Ossining, the Scouts collected 3,000 children's books and spent a Saturday with us curating the books, wiping them all off, sanitizing everything, checking to make sure there weren't rips, helping us to put them into bags, and we then distributed them to children in need. 3,000 books right then. And we are continuing that partnership. We're doing additional book collections with them. We're going to be doing one in Yonkers soon.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a wonderful partnership. And the girls are learning that they're giving back to other kids.
Yes.
They're helping their parents because they're cleaning out the house, right? And the bookshelves.
Sure.
But they're learning what it takes to put together a book drive. What does it take to plan that? What does it take to prepare the books? What does it take to package them? Where do they go? Why do they go?
Yes.
And it was interesting. We've been doing this for a couple of years before we brought the Girl Scouts in, and they've just been such a tremendous partner.
Mm-hmm.
But when we were out in Ossining the one day, we were delivering books in a children's center. Well, here about 3 years later, don't we see one of the children who received the books as one of the brownies who was helping to curate them and had been collecting them? So it's helping them to develop, to grow, to give back, to develop those leadership skills. Yeah. And there now is a special branded Girl Scout United Way badge that you can earn. So we're very, very proud of
thrilling.
That.
How wonderful. Now, do the girls also ever get a chance to read to the preschoolers? Do you have any type of volunteer positions that do that?
We do have volunteer positions to do that. And in fact, for the summer, we're going to be looking for more volunteers, scouts and others, to come and help us. Because in some of the districts where we've really been putting our efforts around third grade reading proficiency, the districts have asked us to put together something for the summer so that the kids do not have that summer slide where they lose 2 to 3 months of growth during the summer.
Yes. Fantastic. Alana Sweeney, I could listen all day because it's so inspiring and you're making such a huge difference. And now in conjunction with the Girl Scouts, it's exponential. So thank you so much for all that you do in Westchester, Putnam, Rockland, you name it. We're very grateful and congratulations.
And thank you for having us and thank you for all that SHARC has been doing for the community, for the United Way, for the Scouts, and for so many other not-for-profit organizations. Thank you so much.
It's an honor. Actually, thank you so much. Alana Sweeney, President and CEO of United Way in Westchester and Putnam Counties. I'm Laura Smith, where we are at the Girl Scouts Annual Luncheon, Spring Luncheon, honoring women of distinction, Girl Scouts Heart of the Hudson. Great to be here today. It's also an I Love My Office event, and we're happy to always make some place of business or even just a work environment the happy recipients of lots of cool prizes. Floral arrangements from Joseph Richard Florals and Grey Rock Florist and Armonk and Valhalla, respectively. Chocolate treats from Chocolations in Mamaroneck. A massage chair from Oasis Day Spa in Dobbs Ferry. Website and CEO consultation with MSM Designs. A 4-pack of tickets to the Capitol Theater in Portchester, delicious fruit bouquet from Edible of Eastchester, games and a visit from PM Amusement Special Events, a promo item from White Plains Hospital, or many promo items, I should say, gift certificate to Pasquale Ristorante in Portchester, and 3 months of SHARC's on-hold messaging service and a happy hour party at SHARC headquarters. All this for I Love My Office in conjunction with the Girl Scout Luncheon, Spring Luncheon, honoring women of distinction. Girl Scouts, Heart of the Hudson. I'm Laura Smith, and this is Westchester Talk Radio.
Contractors, can't find the construction equipment you need?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. Durante Rentals has it all, from skid steers to cement mixers, light towers to mini excavators, generators to scissor lifts. Our equipment is always available and always well-maintained.
Are you worried about employee downtime due to equipment delivery delays?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. At Durante Rentals, on-time delivery of your construction equipment is our priority.
Is your job site located in New York, New Jersey, or Connecticut?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. With 7 metro area locations, Durante Rentals has got you covered.
Do you want to be treated as more than just a number?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. As a family-owned business, customer service has always been Durante Rentals' number one priority.
Are you looking to save time and money on your next construction project?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. The friendly and knowledgeable staff at Durante Rentals makes renting equipment easy and affordable.
With locations in Mount Vernon, the Bronx, West Nyack, Flushing, Queens, Carmel, Elmsford, and Brewster, call Durante Rentals at 1-800-DURANTI or click DuranteRentals.com.
Durante Rentals, the most dependable name in construction equipment rentals, sales, parts, and service. Call 1-800-DURANTI today. News, trends, and more.
No one knows Westchester County better than we do.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, where we're broadcasting live from the Braeburn Country Club in Purchase, New York, for the annual Spring Luncheon honoring women of distinction for Girl Scouts Heart of the Hudson. We're being produced by SHARC Creative, and we're also brought to you in part by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Durante Rentals, the most dependable name in construction equipment rentals, Reverso Associates, serving public and private construction industry for over 30 years, J.P. McHale Pest Management, residential and commercial abatement, Labriola Incorporated. Their last name is the first name in landscape, and Salem Golf Club, a lush panorama of rolling hills and a new pool expansion. Well, today's luncheon is to say that it's inspiring, motivating, and touching is an understatement. I have totally blown away. This is my third time here with Westchester Talk Radio at the Girl Scout Heart of the Hudson annual luncheon, and it is so incredibly moving. it's hard to put into words. So I'd like to welcome to the show Bill McLaughlin. He is the Chief Technology Officer for Atlantic, Tomorrow's Office. They happen to be the Juliet sponsors of today's wonderful program. Thank you so much for being here and also for being a sponsor of this. Why are you involved with Girl Scouts Heart of the Hudson?
So we are partnered with the Girl Scouts Heart of the Hudson. We provide them all of their technology needs and technology support for their corporate locations.
Oh, I see. Okay, for their corporate locations. So those are the people who are running the organization, so to speak. As okay, not necessarily like they're the one that they were talking about before, like the Larchmont Clubhouse or whatever.
Well, the corporate locations do house all the technology that supports all their campsites and their other locations. So all the above, yes.
I see. Why did you become a sponsor? I mean, what is it that about this organization, Girl Scouts Heart of the Hudson, that moved you to do so?
Well, first and foremost, we are, as a company, we're very big into community. We're very big into being able to give back, and we're in a fortunate situation as a business where we're able to do so. We have a lot of employees whose children are Girl Scouts. As a father of two girls myself, and also a Girl Scout, it's important for us to be involved and give back.
I see. So you see that as a father, that the Girl Scouts are already creating in your young daughter. How old is she?
She's 8.
8 years old. So she's a brownie.
Yes. Right? And she's already a leader. She bosses me around quite a bit.
Ah, that's wonderful. Atlantic Tomorrow's Office. Tell me exactly what you do.
Atlantic provides various different types of technologies to small, medium-sized businesses all the way up to large enterprise type of businesses. So we provide different types of IT solutions, infrastructure, cloud, backup, disaster recovery, security. But then we also provide different types of imaging solutions. So anything that print copies and scans, we also provide that type of technology as well.
On a high level, it sounds like. Where are you located?
So we have 8 offices between here and Philadelphia. Our closest office is in Westchester and Tarrytown.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much. It's a wonderful day today, and thank you for all that you do for the organization and providing the services that you do. Thank you so much, Bill McLaughlin.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Once again, we're at the Girl Scouts Heart of the Hudson annual spring luncheon honoring women of distinction. And I'll tell you what, if you're not inspired after today's luncheon, I don't know what we'll do it for you. I'm Laura Smith, and this is Westchester Talk Radio.
When considering a building or renovation project, you need someone on your side. An experienced and knowledgeable company with expertise in planning, budgeting, organization, and control. Whether the project is a house, a school, a retail location, or an office building, you need Reverso Associates on your side. They're focused on two things: to provide or assist in the management of building programs from the earliest planning through occupancy, and to provide a flexible, experienced management consulting capability specializing in the needs of the construction industry. With a staff of architects, engineers, construction managers, estimators, construction accountants, schedulers, draftsmen, and other specialists, and with experience from over 1,000 projects, Reverso Associates can meet your needs effectively. When deciding on any type of construction project, or if a project is heading in the wrong direction, you need the expertise and experience of Reverso Associates on your side. Call for a consultation, 914-723-3474, or visit reversoassociates.com. Reverso Associates, a team of experts to get the job done.
Somers to Yonkers, Tarrytown to Portchester.
We've got Westchester covered.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, where we're broadcasting live from the Braeburn Country Club in Purchase, New York, for the Girl Scouts Heart of the Hudson Spring Luncheon, honoring women of distinction. We're being produced by Shark Creative, and we're also brought to you in part by Entergy Indian Point Energy Center, Hightower Westchester, your wealth is managed to a fiduciary standard, White Plains Hospital, exceptional every day, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Robeson, the house that service built, and a Court of Therapeutics, life, science. So today has been just another example of what it means to not only be a Girl Scout, but be somebody who lives the qualities that GIRL stands for. And here's someone who exemplifies it, who we've had on before, but she's growing up and growing in the ranks in the Girl Scouts. Olivia Paul, Senior Girl Scout. She's in the Peekskill Troop. Hi, Olivia. Great to see you again a year later.
Yes, it is.
So you're a sophomore now?
I am a sophomore in high school now, yes.
Great. So when I said the GIRL up there, can you tell me what those, it's more than just Girl Scouts. It's what it kind of embodies. What is it?
It is. GIRL stands for Go-Getter, Innovator, Risk-Taker, and Leader. Go-Getter, you go for the goals that you set. An innovator, you create new ways and how to reach those goals. A leader, you lead your way through to get to those goals. And a risk taker, you take more risks than you usually would to get to those goals.
Wonderful. I just think it's an incredible thing, and I have been saying it all afternoon. Boy, do I regret not being a Girl Scout. But just seeing the incredible force of nature you girls are, and from little tiny ones that start as daisies into brownies and then Girl Scouts and then beyond. You know, there's some women up here who are, one lady was talking today, she's getting her 50-year pin. Can you imagine? Do you think that might be you one day?
Possibly, and I do plan on staying in Girl Scouts for as long as I can. I have been a part of Girl Scouts for close to 12 and a half, 13 years now.
That is just amazing. What do you feel like personally it's done for you, Olivia? Like if you were to kind of express to somebody who didn't really understand it so well, what would you tell them?
It's helped me have more good morals in life and helped me take a more higher leadership position than I usually would in my internship where I actually teach karate. Oh. And that mixed with Girl Scouts has helped me help more people in a way where most people wouldn't think of it.
So you're already teaching karate?
Yes.
Not just taking it, you're teaching it.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you do that?
At Gonosan Karate on Walter Avenue in Peekskill.
How incredible is that? Do you love it?
I really do. I've been teaching for the past 6 years and training for almost 13 years.
My goodness. Now, in terms of those projects that you all do in the Girl Scouts that I'm just so impressed with, are you working on anything right now? Sorry.
I am starting on my Gold Award project. I'm not completely sure what that will be yet, but I am starting to plan out and get new ideas on how I'm going to make my Gold Award project unique and different from just a usual Gold Award project.
Okay. What do you feel like is your, you don't know what it's going to be exactly, but what is your main thing that you want to impact the world with? What is the thing that drives you?
I want to create more safe spaces for more kids in middle school and high school, youth where they feel like they don't really have a place where they can be themselves. So I want to create more safe spaces in more public areas.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. You're going to change the world. I have no doubt at all. And you already are with your teaching skills, I'm sure. Excellent. Congratulations. I hope to see you here next year. And maybe by then you'll be able to really explain your gold award project in extensive detail for us. Thank you so much, Olivia.
Absolutely.
Paul. And congratulations on all you accomplish.
Thank you.
As a Girl Scout, a senior Girl Scout, that is. Well, it's been an incredible day at the Braeburn Country Club here in Purchase, New York. For Girl Scouts Heart of the Hudson Spring Luncheon honoring women of distinction. I'm Laura Smith, and this is Westchester Talk Radio.
Shark, Shark Creative.
Thank you, listener. Yes, Shark Creative is the company you think of for on-hold messages. If you want to hear how it helps, you can call Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle, Durante Rentals, Michael Labriola, Inc., Oak Ridge Staffing, Emma's Ale House, Northeast Environmental, or just go to sharkcreative.com and listen there. Meanwhile, we've expanded our services as your all-audio resource. On-hold messages, of course, production and placement of radio campaigns on the Peak and others too. And now we also have our very own internet radio station, Westchester Talk Radio. Look for us on Facebook at Westchester Talk. Have us come out to your next event, help you capture audio from your sponsors, associates, friends. Bite into that first impression with Shark Creative. Everything audio. It just sounds better.
Shark.